to the Skin in the City podcast.
The city may not be for everyone, but skin is.
I'm Casey Boone.
And I'm Haley Kerfis, and we're here to have some fun.
After 15 years in the beauty industry, I know a few things about skin. Join me and my friends to learn all about skincare, being an esthetician, and what it takes to be in this industry.
This episode is brought to you by Browdown Studio.
You guys are always asking us for more resources, more education. So here you go. Renee, the owner and founder of Browdown Studio, is offering you an amazing discount. If you're interested in his virtual masterclass where you can learn brow shaping as well as brow lamination, we have a code for you. He also has created amazing brow products that he's offering wholesale so you can sell them to your clients. So for 10% off the virtual masterclass and wholesale orders, use code SATC10 for 10% off your order. You're going to go to browdownstudio.com.
Again, to take advantage of this 10% off offer, you're going to go to browdownstudio.com and use code SATC10.
Just a reminder that this is only valid through December 31st, 2021.
Don't forget.
Hey, guys.
We want to remind you.
Thanksgiving is literally a few days away.
Which means Black Friday is right after that.
And you know what's after that?
What?
Cyber Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So much shopping.
So much shopping. And I know you want to shop Glow Skincare.
I do.
I do, too. Even though I have everything, I still want more.
I know. It's so fun to shop.
So if you want exclusive discounts on Black Friday and Cyber Monday,
you do.
I'm not sharing these on Instagram.
Or anywhere. Yeah.
I've told you this before. Sign up for the newsletter.
Sign up.
If you want to be in the know on all things Glow Skincare, on all things Skin in the City, and have exclusive discounts, just sign up for the newsletter.
All you have to do is go to glowskincarela.com and you'll sign up there.
Just put in your email, glowskincarela.com. Also sign up for the text messages. You get an extra discount there.
Goody.
All right, you guys, let's get into the episode. Somehow it's Monday again.
And it's Thanksgiving week.
What?
I love Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, me too.
I'm going to eat some turkey and some stuffing.
Like, I'm not going to eat turkey, probably. I'm just going to eat twice as much mashed potatoes. Like,
that's fair.
Yeah. And like a croissant.
Got to have a croissant with butter on it.
Right. I want to know, because in our family, the Hirsch side of the family, that's me and Haley's maiden name before we got married, we always ate croissants Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Always. Like, family tradition. Like, it's not the holidays unless you're eating a croissant.
Yeah, like at dinner. Not for breakfast. Dinner.
Oh, it's definitely a dinner food.
Croissant.
If you eat a croissant for breakfast, it better have chocolate in the middle.
Right? I mean, you can have multiple croissants, but you that's like your bread. But
yeah, dinner bread.
In Ned's family, Haley's in-laws,
yeah,
they want rolls.
Yeah, it's a roll family. They're Midwestern, so maybe the Midwesterns just aren't into
croissants.
So if you guys live in the Midwest and you're a croissant person, holler. We're curious.
Let me know. Are you a croissant person or are you a roll person? I mean, personally, I love all bread.
You do.
I do not discriminate against bread at all. But a buttery croissant with some buttery mashed
and
potatoes.
And like a little bit warm. You got to heat up the croissant a little bit. Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Like, why would you want a roll when you can have a croissant?
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
So just curious. Not to bash.
No, we like rolls too, you guys.
We love rolls. Don't worry, Kathy, if you're listening, I'm bringing rolls.
Right?
But I'm also bringing croissants. Like,
we need options.
Is that rude also? So it's my, I guess I'm talking about this because it's my responsibility to bring the croissants.
Casey's like the bread bringer.
Right.
So every
Kathy
year,
said bring rolls, but I'm going to bring rolls and croissants like
That's
I always
fine.
Do.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that rude, guys? I don't think it is.
No, you're taking creative liberties in your bread consumption.
Exactly. Anyhow, we hope you have a great week. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving because we won't talk to you until next week.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you guys are like killing it in the treatment room. I feel like everyone's probably trying to get last minute wax, tan, facial, brows, all the things before they go home and see their family.
Yeah.
So just a reminder that even though your books are probably exploding and you're taking care of everybody else, to make sure you stop for a minute and take care of yourself too.
Please. Yeah. Take a day off, maybe. Maybe all of Thanksgiving. Maybe even the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even the weekend.
Probably not, because I know you guys are probably like booked up this weekend.
Right.
But, or maybe you're not. Maybe you already took it off. But I hope you take Thanksgiving day off. I hope you put your phone away and you enjoy this time with your family. I know we are. Mm-hmm. And on that note, since I feel like we've been doing like, I've been like slowly slipping in more self-care moments.
Yeah, so I love that.
My goal is like, I'm going to build on this for you guys. So first we were suggesting lemon water in the morning. Next is your anti-inflammatory Esty smoothie. I'm literally obsessed that you guys, the day of, were already making it and tagging me in it.
That's so good.
I know. So yay to you if you made it. If you hadn't, go check out my reel or listen to last week's episode to get the recipe. It's really simple. It's really good. If you don't have all the ingredients, improvise.
Get creative.
Like today, I was out of spinach and kale.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. But I had celery.
Oh, great. So green juice.
So I did celery, cucumber, pineapple, and strawberry and all the other ingredients. Okay. Oh, and I was out of almond milk too, so I just used water.
Right. You just make it work.
You just make it work.
Right? I feel like estheticians know how to improvise, right? Like, how many times have you run out of a serum in the middle of a facial and you're like, guess we're not using that anymore.
Guess we're using a different serum.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm hitting your legs.
Oh, that's okay.
So, yeah, you guys are creative. Improvise.
Yeah.
Right? Don't go, oh, I don't have everything for my smoothie, so I can't make it.
No. That's silly.
And the celery was good. It's very refreshing.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. So here's something you can add on to your morning self-care routine for yourself before you give everybody else the self-care.
Right.
So you got your lemon water, you got your anti-inflammatory Esty smoothie, and now you're going to get some Lumi Lip.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Haley and I are both obsessed with Lumi Lip.
Literally obsessed. I'm like, you're talking about it. I'm like, I need to put it on immediately.
I know. Like, wait, hold on. Should we go put it on?
Right? I need to.
My lips are feeling dry.
Right?
So Lumi Lip is a hydrating lip treatment. It looks like a beautiful lip gloss, but it is actually a hydrating lip treatment. There is no added color.
Right.
It is made with liquid crystals. This is the same ingredient that they put in OptiCrystal. Both of these products are from Cosmetics.
Just right.
Shout out to Cosmetics. So the Lumi Lip, even though it looks like a beautiful lip gloss, it's a hydrating treatment. So this is what I do in the morning after I've, you know, brushed my teeth, washed my face. I put my Lumi Lip on.
Yeah.
And it's just like in my routine now.
Yeah. It's part of your skincare. Your lips are part of your skin. So don't forget them.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And for whatever reason, I used to be like, oh, well, I'll do it after I eat or after breakfast or after the coffee. And then I would forget.
Same. Yeah.
And then just like the whole day goes.
Yeah. And your lips are so chapped.
So chapped. So I think for me, like I stopped getting hung up on like what I was doing after. Because you're always going to do something after.
Yeah. You're always going to be eating or drinking something at some point or licking your lips, whatever.
As I'm sitting here with three drinks.
Right.
Only two, actually.
Yeah.
But, so I put the Lumi Lip on and then I go make my lemon water and then I start drinking the lemon water, but at least like my lips are still hydrated.
Right, right. It's still working its magic.
Yeah.
And you look beautiful when it's on.
Exactly.
Like it literally looks gorgeous.
It does look gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, men can wear this too. It's not so much where it's like super lip glossy.
No.
Like I put a little bit on Brandon just to like, cause he gets like super chapped lips.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter, you guys.
I know. We're all so dry.
So freaking dry. So Lumi Lip is your lip's best friend.
It is. And it's, yeah, it's perfect. So add that in.
Right. So this is your glow tip.
Glow tip.
Add Lumi Lip or whatever lip treatment you have laying around. After you brush your teeth, put a lip treatment on.
Yeah.
And if you want to take it one step further, I also do it when I get out of the shower.
It's basically anytime you're doing your skincare, you could do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have one Lumi Lip in my vanity. So when I'm doing my skincare, it's like a reminder, like, hey, put this on. And then I also have one in my backpack. So it's like always with me so I can reapply throughout the day.
Right. Same.
Yeah.
I also have one in my nightstand if we're getting really extra.
I have Enhance in my nightstand. Next level.
Next level. That'll be your next glow tip or something.
Yeah, we'll come back around to that one.
Okay, so, and we'll make sure we link the Lumi Lip in the show notes. Mm-hmm. You can also purchase it on our website. Go to glowskincarelay.com and then shop cosmetics. Mm-hmm. All right, what do we want to talk about? There was a couple I asked you guys on Instagram if you had anything you wanted us to cover. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd answer a couple of questions really quick, and then we'll get into some other things.
Sure.
Someone was asking for a recommendation for sunscreen for the scalp. She had skin cancer and nothing that's like greasy. Unfortunately, like when you put something in your scalp, you're going to have to realize that there might be a little bit of like product residue.
Right.
What I recommend using is Seriously Fab, Zinc It Over, spray sunscreen.
Just spray it, just a light mist over your scalp.
Yeah. And spray it like you're going to part your hair and you're going to spray it close to the scalp. Like you're going to hold the bottle closer instead of holding it further away and like spraying all over your hair.
Right, right.
So Seriously Fab, it's a 5% zinc. So it's like, it's great for like your skin health, your scalp health. It's quote unquote natural. If we're not using like chemical SPF.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's easy to reapply.
And it's not like a greasy sunscreen. No. Like it's not like you're putting banana boat in your hair, you know, like.
No, it's light. I mean, that's why we like the Seriously Fab so much, because it is light. If you're not using it, you should. Like we cannot keep it on the shelves here.
We can't.
We do have some here. You can also buy it at seriouslyfab.com and use our code GLOW10 for 10% off.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
This is not a paid ad. I'm just sharing. Anytime I have a code, I like to just share.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and that's easy. And I like to keep a bottle in my purse. And it's great to put, like, you can spray it over your makeup. You can spray it on your body. You can spray it on your scalp. Like, it really is the best.
Yeah, covers all your bases.
Covers all the bases. And then another question, which I feel like we get this question a lot, but I'm going to just continuing to answer or, like, give you tips because that's why we're here. Someone was asking about best advice on going solo, like as a solo esthetician.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, ugh.
Like one thing. Just pick one thing.
Right? I'm like, go back, listen to every single podcast, read every single blog, and then call me.
That's my one tip.
My one tip, I'll give a tip and then maybe you give a tip.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know. Once I hear yours, maybe it'll inspire me.
Okay, so one tip for going solo is give yourself some like patience and grace. I feel like a lot of you go out solo and you become discouraged quickly, very easily, because running your own business is a lot of work. And just because you like open up a business doesn't mean clients are going to like flood in. It takes a lot of time and energy to build a clientele. And then even after you build the clientele, you have to keep the clientele. So I feel like we've talked about this before, but I think it's important, or it's important enough to repeat, that being an esthetician and having a clientele, you are always working at it. It doesn't just like stop one day like, oh, I got my perfect clientele. Okay, now I'm done.
Yeah. Right?
We see on social media people saying, you know, I'm booked solid and I'm killing it. And I'm sure that they are. And that's so great. But put your blinders on. Stop comparing. Social media really is not real. Okay. It's a very small snippet and people lie, unfortunately.
Right.
I'm not saying everyone's lying. But
it's deceptive.
It is deceptive.
Yeah.
So I would say just give yourself some patience and grace. Know that it's going to take time. I mean, it took me years and years and years to grow it once I went solo. And then more years because people fall off, they move, they change, your prices go up, things happen.
Right.
And that's just like the ebb and flow of working for yourself. So don't be so hard on yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Stay in your own lane. Focus on taking the best freaking care of your clients and they will stay and refer and more clients will come if you're focusing on taking care of them.
Right.
Instead of focusing on what everyone else is doing or focusing on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have.
Right. What's in front of you.
So that was a very long-winded answer, but
that's okay.
There you go.
That's how you do things.
Yeah.
So my tip is something, again, we talk about all the time, is boundaries. Mm. I think it's so important to set those boundaries for yourself right out the bat.
Yeah.
I think becoming a solo SD, it's like, well, I'll just work 7 days a week, 14 hours a day. And sure, yeah, if that's really what you want to do, but that sounds like a lot, and that's going to be really hard on top of all the additional work that you're going to have by running your business by yourself.
Yeah.
So setting those boundaries, whether that's how many days a week you want to work, how many hours you want to work, you know, I want to be home by 6, whatever it is, set those boundaries and just stick to them.
I think that's so important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard.
It's so hard.
And you're going to want to go back and you're going to be like, oh, well, I'm turning people down or I'm turning them away. But you're not. You're opening that door for someone else who can work with your schedule.
Yes.
And it's going to benefit you in the long run.
Right. And it's okay to have like a little bit of flexibility, but I wouldn't be open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. No. You can't.
No, because you need to live your life still.
Oh, yeah, you do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get it. You need to pay your bills, right?
Yes, we get that.
And maybe it can even be something like where you're starting offering availability 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you narrow it down, but don't offer 24/7, seven days a week.
Yeah. I mean, Casey and I, we've had every schedule you can ever imagine. We've changed them a million times.
Yes.
But I mean, we've even done things in the past where it's like, okay, you know, we'll work 6 days a week, but 1 week out of the month, we take an extra day off.
Right.
You know, things like that, just so that you're feeling like you're not a slave.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share with you my old schedule that I pretty much had the entire time I was running Glow Skincare and seeing clients full time. My schedule looks very different now. So I don't think we compare that.
No.
So when I own Glow Skincare, I guess I still do.
You do, yes. Thank God.
Thank God. When I was seeing clients full time, I was working Tuesday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, in the beginning, I was working from 10 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, on Saturdays, I don't want to work till 7 because
it's date night.
Yeah, it's date night. Someone's having a party. Something's going on.
Yeah.
Reminder, this is when I was in my 20s. So I was going out a lot.
A lot.
A lot, a lot. So then Saturdays was like 10. I think it was like 10 to 4 or like I would do 10 to 3.
Like 3 or 4.
3 or 4. But then what I realized is more people wanted to get in on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, and see, this is how it is. I gave myself parameters, but then I was also gave myself flexibility to change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like flexible boundaries.
Yeah.
And figure out what works for you. You know, there is a supply and demand. So it's like, I saw that Saturdays there was a demand.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to try and fill it. So then I changed it to like 9 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then if someone really wanted to come in and they were going to pay the big bucks, like sometimes I'd come in at 8 because I, you know, if someone I love.
Right. You would make a special exception.
I would make exceptions, but it wouldn't be like available on the schedule to like just easily book.
Right. You also did late nights on Wednesdays.
Right. So that was going to be my next thing. So then I was like, well, I don't want to work till 7 every single night. 10 to 7, like that's like late, you know, I want to be able to come home and chill or whatever.
Yeah.
Still have a life. Go out. I think that's when I was like dating. So it's like, you know, gotta get
ready for a date. Yeah.
So I think I was working like 10 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wednesdays, I would stay late till like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good way too. It's like set up what works for you. Pay attention to, you know, what your clients are asking for. But yeah, don't like stay late every night just because someone asks.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Unless you like really don't mind staying late or you really want the money. Maybe stay late 2 nights a week.
Yeah. Or maybe you're a night owl and you prefer to have a later day. Maybe you don't want to come in at 10.
Yes.
Maybe you want to start at noon or 2.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's the other cool thing about being solo or working for yourself is you can do that.
Absolutely.
If you want to work 12 to 9 every day, do it.
Oh, let me give one more tip.
Yeah.
Schedule yourself a lunch break.
Yep. I knew you were going to say that because I was too.
That's funny. So, yeah, I mean, Casey and I, we would just work the whole day. Like, no breaks. You know, it's like we've joked about, like, you're peeing and you're eating a granola bar at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, please, like, even if all you can schedule in is 30 minutes, just schedule it in.
15. I'm not like, okay, I'm not even joking.
Fine. We'll do 15.
But 30 would be ideal, especially if you're doing like 5 to 8 facials a day.
Right. Yeah. Just schedule it in. You can move your lunch up and down like a little bit so that it, if someone wants to have a longer appointment or a shorter appointment, but just make sure you move it. Don't delete it.
Don't delete your lunch. Mm-hmm. How many times did I used to delete my lunch?
Yeah. Just you just treat it.
Squeeze in one more person.
You treat it like an appointment. It's an appointment with yourself to have some water and something to eat.
Right. Because what happens when you delete your lunch to squeeze Sally in? Mm-hmm. She really needs that fucking spray tan.
Yeah.
Sorry, just yelling for a second. She really needs that spray tan and her eyebrows done before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's like, I need a wax really quick.
She's panicking. And then she shows up late or then she no-shows. And then you're double pissed at Sally and yourself because you sacrificed your lunch to do her a favor.
Yeah.
And now she doesn't respect your time. So this is just like a recipe for disaster.
It is.
So that's where you put those, set those boundaries. Like Haley said, you move your lunch up and down if you need to.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But give yourself the lunch or you're going to be hangry and pissed off at Sally. You're already going to be annoyed if she later knows.
You will be.
But then you're going to be double annoyed because you haven't had your lunch.
Mm-hmm. Those are our solo tips.
Those are our solo tips for today.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, I probably have a whole bunch of other ones.
I mean, maybe eventually we do like a full podcast, but I feel like everything and every single podcast we're talking to solo estheticians, spa owners. I mean, I feel like we're
everyone.
This is
for everyone. Here for the masses, guys.
Take care of yourself first before you take care of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep saying that for the
forever
rest of my life.
And ever and ever.
Yeah. Speaking of being a solo esthetician, and maybe you're feeling like you don't have like a community or someone like you can talk to. Mm-hmm. I mean, you always have us.
You do.
That's hopefully why you're listening to the podcast, because we all work in like dark rooms all day by ourselves.
So isolating.
Literally, it is. So we have finally created a private Facebook group.
Yay!
It's called Skin and the City by Glow Skincare.
Mm.
Just search it. Mm-hmm. It's a group, a private group that will come up and it'll ask you if you're an esthetician or an esthetician school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will approve you. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a place. I think we already have over 100 members, which is really cool.
That is so cool.
So this is a place where you can ask me questions. You can ask the community questions. You can share what's going on in your business. I want this just to be like a fun, safe space.
Yeah. It's just like a community forum where you guys are talking.
Yeah.
About what's going on.
Totally. Instead of like having to like search on Instagram.
So right.
This is just like a safer, comfortable space.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you guys to go on there. I want you to engage with each other. I want you to follow each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. SD support group.
SD support group. And then speaking of SD support group and networking, we do have another skincare sip and shop and networking event.
Because
last time we did it, it turned into a networking thing.
Right, which I love.
Right?
Yeah.
Haley, what's the date again?
That's going to be on December 16th. We'll be here from 10 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a Thursday, and we're going to have all of our products. We're going to have cosmetics. We'll have some Seriously Fab, a whole bunch of stuff. So you guys can come shop, hang out with us. I'm sure we'll have treats and drinks and oxygen domes and all the things.
Like, I'll put you under the Glowable steam, have a Sakara metabolism bar.
Yeah.
We have some collagen tea still.
Yeah.
We're doing 25% off all the cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And when we also are going to be selling the Vibes crystal candles.
Yes.
So if you've been wanting one, come and grab one. They're so freaking beautiful.
And even if you're not a shopper and you just want to come meet us and hang out and network, please do so. Oh, and bring your business cards.
Bring your business cards. Mm-hmm. We collected a whole bunch last time.
It was fun. Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. So we want them. I'm sure the other people you meet here, they'll want one.
Yeah.
So yeah, come to that. That'll be here before you know it.
I know. And that'll be a week before Christmas. So if you need last minute Christmas gifts for other people or for yourself.
Yeah.
We're going to be offering all the Glow skincare products, like Haley said, and we'll be offering wholesale pricing per usual.
Yay.
Yay. Yeah,
so look forward to that.
I know, so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if you're going to make it or not, just so we have an idea. But if not, whatever, we'll be here.
We will. Yeah.
If you can't make it that day, just another reminder that Haley and I are typically here Tuesday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You can always pop in.
Yeah,
I might be in my sweatpants,
most likely
not a bra on.
So comfy.
Because that's how we work sometimes.
We're just very relaxed,
super chill. I have a bra on today. But come hang out. Grab some sunscreen. Do you have a bra on today?
I do. Okay. Yeah.
We are going somewhere later, so.
We are.
We are like, I'm halfway dressed.
Right.
But yeah, please come by anytime. You don't have to knock. Just come in.
Yeah, people always knock. We're like, come in. It's so funny.
It's not a house.
I know. I feel like with businesses, usually, I don't know. COVID's weird. People don't know how to operate.
I mean, I appreciate the knock. It's very sweet.
It is sweet.
Come in.
This is your home, too.
We'll have the Christmas decorations up. It's going to be royal cute.
It's going to be so cute.
I'll give you a tour of the spa. It's not very big.
No, but we like to show it off anyway.
Yeah. So that's coming up. And dun dun dun, dun. Today is the freaking day, you guys. You've been waiting for this for so long. I feel like it's been the talk of the town. Mm-hmm. Facial massage the Casey way. That's what I decided the name's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean,
7 minute facial massage.
Approximately 7 minute facial massage routine. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 10 to 12 minutes. Okay. So this is where your creativity and flexibility comes in. Mm-hmm. But it is live, available for you to purchase on the website.
Yay.
So we are now offering, well, we have been, but we're making it more official now. Esthetician education by Glow Skincare. Mm-hmm. Right now we have the 3-step cleanse and prep. Mm-hmm. We have a scalp treatment add-on, and now we have the facial massage video.
Yeah. We also are offering actual certification. What are we calling it?
Certification.
Yeah. So it's a paper.
So each one of these.
A document.
It is a document. Each one of these that you purchase, they're all individual that you can buy. Mm-hmm. They all come with a certification.
Yeah.
So we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, how we think, you know, you guys should be certifying yourselves. And then it's like, well, wait.
We should be certifying you. So now we are.
So now we are.
Yeah.
So when you purchase any of the education, you'll be getting a cert. All you have to do is fill in your name.
Cute.
So cute. So we have all of that education. Plus, there's the Cosmetics Casey Boone Protocol. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of, this is a resource. Mm-hmm. We have the intake forms that Haley made.
Yeah.
So, and we'll be adding on that in 2022. Mm-hmm. This is just the beginning.
We're just warming up.
But the massage video has been highly requested. Mm-hmm. It's literally taken me all year to like kick my ass into gear and do this.
Yeah.
But it's finally here. Of course, me sitting here, I'm like, oh, well, I want to do this and I want to do that.
I know.
And I want to update it. But it's about a 20-minute video. Uh-huh. I tried to make it not too long because I have ADHD. Mm-hmm. And I try and always make things that, like, I feel like would help my younger self. And hopefully I'm helping you guys, too. So I didn't want some, like, long, drawn-out video.
No.
That's not how I am. I'm quick and I'm straight to the point. Mm-hmm. And I hope you're able to learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, I do the full massage. Mm-hmm. And you can watch it. Mm-hmm. And then I break down the massage with all the different movements.
Yeah.
And then my advice to you is just practice.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really where you're going to like get good at it.
Yeah. You got to hone in on those skills.
Yeah. So grab your cat, your dad, your mom, your kid.
Yourself.
So I was not good right off the bat. Just like anybody else.
Yeah, you had to practice. You had to learn.
Right. So I practice on myself. Mm-hmm. Because what I realized, I mean, okay, story time for like a second.
Yeah, get into it.
We're getting into it. I have dealt with chronic back pain my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like from like a kid, like being a kid.
I know.
Like, I had scoliosis. I don't anymore. I went to chiropractors. I also was very hard on my body. Like, I was a dancer. I'm just I was like a crazy high energy kid. Mm-hmm. I still am. Nothing's really changed. I also have a larger chest with some weight in the front. Mm. So that didn't help when I got a little bit older. And I did everything. Like, I went to doctors and chiropractors and physical therapy and massage and personal trainers and like, you know, to build up my back muscles and all those things have helped. Okay. Mm-hmm. The thing that has helped me the most has been like a combination of things.
Okay.
It's like less weight, like Pilates yoga type stuff, like using your own body weight and massage, self massage. Mm-hmm. I feel like self massage for me has like really healed so many things, like not just like a snatched face.
Right. Which is a great benefit. We love that.
Totally a great benefit, because let me be honest with you, even when my weight fluctuates, like it's gone up, it's gone down, somehow most of the time my face is still snatched. I think also like thanks mom and dad for like the genetics.
Yeah.
But I really believe that facial massage has like enhanced my natural beauty.
It does. It aids in all of that. It really does. It's incredible.
So it aids in like the way you look. Mm-hmm. It aids in detoxing. Mm-hmm. And it has helped so much with my chronic pain.
I mean, like, what other reasons do you need?
Right.
Like, so that's a huge deal.
If you're feeling uncomfortable, I would recommend, once you get the video and watch it, to try those moves on yourself, and or just start messing around and playing with massage on your face.
Yeah.
Like, I literally sit in bed every single night and I have all my toys and I massage my face every single night.
Yeah.
And you'll start to learn what feels good, what is helping release pain, what's maybe helping release emotions. Because I've literally had spots on my body where, like, I've literally felt the trauma come out.
Like, right. It's like trigger points or pressure points.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I've literally had pressure points where it's like I've had, like, memories and it's helped me, like, work through, like, emotional things.
Okay. That's incredible.
Like, it sounds like crazy, but it's true. And I feel like the more that I've done this, the better that I feel.
Of course. Like
emotionally and physically, and my face looks better.
Well, there's that.
So, like,
On the inside, better on the outside.
Yeah. So I really believe that facial massage is the key to so many health benefits.
Yeah.
You know, it's increasing circulation. It's increasing blood flow. Even when you're doing facial massage, no, you're not exfoliating, but the movement with the hands is sloughing off dead, dry skin.
Yeah.
Now that I'm in my 30s, I've actually stopped doing like a physical exfoliation. Like, I no longer scrub my face because I just feel like it can be pulling on the skin. So I think between facial massage and like a weekly enzyme, I'm getting the exfoliation that I need typically.
Great.
Plus some retinol, of course, and like 10 million other things. But I really think the facial massage is so beneficial for that.
Yeah.
And people don't give it enough credit.
Well, they're about to, because they're about to get educated.
So I want you to start practicing on yourself. I want you to just like stop. You sit down. There's no judgment. There's no wrong moves. And you just start playing with your face.
Yeah, just mess around.
And your neck and your chest. Like, mess around. Get some oil, please.
Yeah, don't be pulling your face.
That's a one tip. Get an oil.
Yeah.
Any oil. Like,
something with some slip.
Something with some slip.
Yeah.
Right now I've been using Habit Skin Labs facial oil. They have a really nice one that's fragrance free. And then I've also been using the Brilliancy. It's a vitamin C oil from cosmetics.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are my two favorite. I also will be sharing in my massage video my favorite massage medium to use in the treatment room. But you have to buy the video to get it. But also, like, I talk about it all the time, so you could probably find it on my Instagram if I'm being honest. Okay. And get some slip and just start playing around.
Yeah.
See what feels good.
That's how you learn.
See where it feels good. See where you're holding tension in your face and see how you can release that tension. Tension. And go from there.
Perfect.
That's how I learned. I learned on myself. This feels good. Okay. I want to translate that to my clients. So I started translating that to my clients and people just go freaking crazy.
Yeah.
I think some people are more gifted than not.
Sure.
But you can practice and you can learn. And that's when you're practicing on your mom or your dad or your husband or your kids. You ask them, does this feel good? Is this pressure too hard? Like, this is where the communication comes in too. You're probably not going to do that with your client. You always want to check in with your client, go, hey, is this pressure okay? But when you're practicing, that's where you learn. And you're not going to be amazing right off the bat. Or maybe you are, because you're gifted.
Yeah, if you're gifted, then you might knock it out of the park.
I did have a natural touch, but I still had to hone in my skills.
True.
And it's taken me all these years to come up with this routine.
Right.
So this routine is going to include lifting, sculpting, detoxifying, lymph drainage. Because someone was asking me, like, am I going to be covering, like, lymphatic drainage? All my facial massage that I do has lymphatic movements. Okay, so light to medium pressure. Lymphatic drainage, when you're doing it properly, is not a heavy pressure.
No, it's not like a deep tissue massage.
It's not a deep tissue.
No, it's the opposite.
Right, which a lot of people don't realize. You know, they think lymphatic. They, like, think deep tissue, I guess.
Gotta dig in there. Yeah, no, that's not the case.
You don't want to dig in.
Yeah.
And my one tip that I will give to you on here is you always at the end want to go down the sides of the neck. That's flushing everything out. If you don't flush it out, you can be holding all of that trauma,
yeah,
swelling, water in your face. So make sure you flush it out at the end on yourself and your clients.
Yeah. And then drink a big glass of water.
Drink a huge glass of water. At the end, if your clients aren't getting up to like pee, then they're probably really dehydrated, but they should be getting up and need to pee.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I did my job if they're like running to the bathroom.
Right. You got to flush it out somewhere.
Yeah. So I really believe facial massage has changed my life. I think it could change yours. Mm-hmm. I think it can change your client's life. Mm-hmm. I think it's so beneficial. And I hope you love this video. Please, if you purchase it, we want feedback, good, bad, everything between.
Yeah.
What else do you want to see?
Yes.
Don't worry, there's more coming.
Always.
There's new tools coming that are going to enhance your facial massage. So stay tuned for that. But I'm so excited for this to be on the website finally.
It's here.
Once you buy it, it comes with the certificate. Mm-hmm. It comes with a beautiful booklet that Haley made. Mm-hmm. And it comes with your 20-minute video that I have made for you.
Yay!
Yay! When you get this video, save the link, download the booklet. You can watch it and reference it as many times as you want. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah. It's yours. Enjoy it.
It's yours. I'll say one more tip, just because I know there's lots of user error when it comes to these digital downloads. Mm. When you buy it, you can buy it and download it directly on the order screen. It
will right.
also send you an email.
Yeah.
Okay. But download it and save it onto your computer. Facial massage, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, call it whatever so you can find it.
Put it in a folder on your desktop and ta-da.
Yay! So excited.
So excited. I hope you love it. Also, just one more reminder, if you are not a Skin in the City member, you should be, especially if you're thinking about buying this video. We are offering up to 50% off all of our esthetician education and resources. You'll be getting $100 off the massage video if you are a Skin in the City member.
What a value.
It really is worth it.
Yeah.
It's $2.99 a month. You can read all four of the digital magazines, Skin in the City magazines. They're there forever. They live there forever. Read them 100 times if you want. There's also exclusive content, exclusive merchandise like the skin hoodie. We still have a few of those left.
Yeah.
If you order the print magazine and the hoodie together, use the code
SATC promo for 25% off your hoodie.
Yes. And again, just sign up for the membership so you get the discount on the education. It's so worth it.
It is.
Plus 10% off the entire website. I know I've talked about this a million times, but I can't help myself and just share because it's such a good value.
It is.
Other than that, I think that's it, you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. I hope you take some time off.
Please take some time off. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We love you.
We do. And we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week.